G'day everyone and welcome to another episode of On The Turnbuckle here on mypodcasthouse.com or whatever you're listening to us on. Thank you very much for joining us. I say g'day to my co-host today. First of all, Welshy. Hello, Welshy.
It's a very g'day, Tony, and how are you?
I'm excellent, mate. And our other co-host isn't Lyle this week. He's on his way to Vegas, apparently.
He's in Vegas.
There you go. Bros joins us. G'day, mate.
G'day, Lyle in Vegas. I hope you're having a good time. Hope you're not undoing all of that fine work you've been doing in the gym, sir. And g'day to g'day, Tony and Welchie. How you doing, guys?
I won't speak on Welchie's behalf, but I'm excellent.
You can speak on my behalf, Tony.
You did at the wedding.
It's true. Yeah, good point.
It's true.
Tony, I've been told that you've been deep in the weeds doing a lot of research for this week's interview, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yes. No, I've been outspokenly researched.
Is that the same as actually doing research, or is it just being outspoken?
Yeah, no, a bit of both.
Is that just an excuse for the missus? No, sorry, I'm doing research.
Not tonight, love. I'm researching.
I reckon you're just going to steal all the listener questions and just claim they're your questions.
Oh, have we got some?
We have.
Okay. He says, as if that wasn't what he was researching, yeah.
Are you guys getting excited about Perth coming up in a couple of weeks' time?
Yes. I mean, I don't want to speak for bros, but yes.
I'm excited on all sides. I'm very excited about Perth. That's my pill alarm. I'm apologize to the listeners. It is exciting. Although the thing that keeps confounding me is why do they keep announcing WrestleMania matches instead of Elimination Chamber matches? What's actually happening at Elimination Chamber? Nothing. Nothing.
Well, they haven't officially announced any WrestleMania matches yet either.
No, but they're kind of like all the storyline stuff is WrestleMania. It's like, well, hang on a second. There's a bit of time between now and WrestleMania. But
is Elimination Chamber on the road to WrestleMania?
Well, yeah. I don't know why they call it the road to WrestleMania anymore. They should call it the period of time where a lot of superstars point at a sign. Because that's what it is now. It used to be the road. Now it's sign pointing.
Yeah. I'd like to see them point for the signs for more pay-per-views. Because you imagine you're like, you got your match against R-Truth at Backlash. And you get to point at a Backlash sign.
Backlash sign. A Money in the Bank sign. I'm going to get that briefcase. And I'm going to point at the sign that says so.
And then it's like mine. So if you're not pointing at a sign, it's not official. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. I think that's why a lot of superstars fly between events now instead of driving, because it was taking them too long because they kept stopping and pointing at signs.
If a wrestler gets pinned,
38 mile, don't stop and point at it. Come on, keep going.
If a wrestler gets pinned in a forest and nobody hears it, it didn't actually happen.
Oh, that's Buddha shit, that is.
I mean, there's at least got to be a referee there to hear it.
That's true, too.
That's true.
Good point.
Yeah.
All right, boys, big weekend coming up this weekend for MCW with their anniversary show. And I've got to tell you guys, I was very surprised when I saw this man's name on the card. I thought it might have been just a talking, but from what I'm understanding, it's an actual match. Rocky, say it ain't so.
Mate, yeah, you say never, and I said I was probably never going to wrestle again, but, you know, here we are.
I'm actually concerned for you, my friend, because I love you as a brother. You're a brother from another mother here.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
No. Robbie Thorpe's a seasoned wrestler. He's not bad.
He's good. And that's what, I mean, I gave him his props. He's very good. You know, and like, I tried to outsmart him, and he beat me up. So, you know, I'm just going to try a little bit harder next time.
Robbie Thorpe, like, how are you going to beat him? Is it going to just be the experience that undoes him, or are you going to be able to go like you could 18 months ago before your injury?
Well, like I said, that's the thing. The injury was always there. You know, it's always that thing of I was always going with an injury. So it just depends on, you know, how mad you go, you know, when you hit the age of 40 and you kind of think, oh, I should probably pull my head in. But you know, do I have it in me? Yes. Do I want to get it out all the time? No, but it's always there when I need it. You know, that little thing is that ace up the sleeve that I have the body that can still go. Now, does it bounce back and recover as quickly as it used to? God, no. But,
well, that's,
you know.
Yeah, as long as you don't have to fight him the next day, you'll be all right.
Exactly. On one night, I can go absolutely ham and then complain to my wife for the next month.
Oh, she'll be looking forward to that.
Oh, she can't wait.
A very good friend of mine and yours referred to you as the Udonis Haslam of MCW.
Yep.
So that means you can just ride the bench most of the time, but...
Exactly. I'm still going to get my name in the rafters, man. It's all about being the glue guy, you know? And that's what, like, Udonis Haslam has been the dad of the Miami Heat for the last 5 years. Never really played a game, but just stood on the sideline and told everyone else what to do, which is what I've been doing. But, you know, if he does need to check in, he checked in. You know, and he'd play his minutes if he needed to. And that's what I can do. Get in there, throw a few elbows, get a few rebounds. We're good to go.
In all honesty, though, you haven't wrestled for, what is it, 15 months, 18 months?
Yeah, 14 months. 14 months.
14 months. How does the body feel? Is it refreshed? Is it feeling great?
It never feels good. You know, it's that thing. every old wrestler will tell you the day you start wrestling, you'll never have a pain-free day in your life. And, I mean, I do push myself a fair bit at the gym, you know, and I train with a lot of young lads and stuff like that. And I still, you know, it's that whole thing of like, right, you know, can't let them get ahead of you. You've got to stay ahead of them. So I'm always putting myself to the ringer, but that's half the fun. You know, there's no point just lounging around doing nothing. You always got to challenge yourself.
I was going to say, your preparation for this fight, have you had to sort of go back to basics just to reestablish yourself?
Well, I did duck down to the old Wright City Wrestling Training Academy the other day and ran the ropes, which I haven't done for 18 months. And ended up with a little welt on the back. And I'm like, I remember this guy. Like,
yeah.
So just little things like that, you know, and just getting my brain ticking over into wrestling mode again. So, you know, I've just been sort of helping put matches together for so long, and now to actually think of what I put together for myself. And I do that thing, and I always laugh at the guys backstage, and, you know, it's universal wherever you see wrestling, watching guys sort of come up with ideas, and, you know, they can be just, you know, whether they're putting it together for a future match or whatever match they're thinking of, and you see them kind of go through the motions in their head, and their arms and feet are moving, and they clap their hands together every now and then, and bang, boom, 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 and it always makes me laugh. But I find myself doing that when I'm at work, and I'm just sort of drifting off and daydreaming and thinking, and I'm like, all right, well, what if I did this and that, and blah, 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 and everyone's looking over at me and going, you're twitching and staring into the distance. I'm like, it's wrestling. It's, yeah. It's, you know, you've got to visualize it, you know, and if you can visualize it, you can achieve it.
Yeah, nice. Is there extra pressure given that it's the anniversary weekend? Are you feeling that, or are you just concentrating on bell to bell?
No, I could be wrestling in front of 5 people. I'd be nervous. It's, you know, if you're not nervous, then you shouldn't be doing it. I'm nervous regardless, you know, so I'll be a big bundle of nerves backstage before I go out there. You know, if there was 20 people in that theater or the 600 that we've sold, it's going to make me nervous regardless. So, but the good thing is, the thing that I sort of hold instead is, last couple of times I've been out there, people like me. And because I haven't had to wrestle for a while, I'm hoping the bar is low, the expectation levels are low. And if the expectation is low, then, mate, I'll knock it out of the park. If people are expecting to see me from 5 years ago, well, you're going to get a very different show.
Yeah.
Have you thought of wearing socks with your loafers? People might like you more if you wear socks with your loafers.
Yeah, I'm a stocks and socks guy. I'm a Birkenstocks and socks guy. But, you know, I don't care. Mate, I'm married now. I don't give a shit. Yeah, you stop caring about what you wear. Like, as long as she doesn't tell me I look terrible, then you're good. Yeah, it's just they're not real practical to run around in. That's the only difference.
Fair enough. That's fair enough.
I did have to find my gear the other day, though. I hadn't used my knee pads or my sleeves and that sort of stuff for ages. I was like, shit, where are my trunks? So
we could have got Booker T to send over Mick Foley if you needed to find your gear. That would have
yeah, exactly. You could chug it up,
pull those tubs out, and
I've always got a couple of pairs somewhere, but it's just like, yeah, you're just gonna just find it.
And then remember to pack it.
Exactly. Well, I've done that before. I've done that in Perth one time, working for EPW on one of their State of Origin shows. And I used to have green and gold shorts, and I pack in my bag, blah, 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 in a rush like I always am, and grabbed green and gold out of my wardrobe. Yep, no worries. Chucked it in there, pack it in, get to the venue, pull it out, and it's a tank top, not my trunks. And I'm in Perth, so it's not like I can really go home and get it. So I had to borrow someone else's trunks for the night. Someone had brought a spare pair, thankfully. But yeah, but it was kind of funny because I used to wrestle in shorts, like just short shorts, but shorts. And these were proper trunks. So there was a good inch and a half of my thighs up the top that weren't tanned. And it did look quite noticeable.
Nice.
These are the stories we want.
There you go. I'm full of bad yarns, mate.
That's the name of your autobiography, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Rocky yarns Monero, bad yarns.
Bad yarns are good food. Yep.
Now, talk a little bit about this weekend for MCW. The doubleheader shows are always ambitious, but tickets are selling well, and there are a few left for Sunday.
Yeah.
How hard is it to together two nights of wrestling, making sure that both shows are amazing?
Well, it's easier than you think when you look at the talent that we have.
You have a great roster.
Yeah, we've in the last 6 months we've cultivated quite a team here, and the locker room. It's a bunch of people that want to work together and want the place to succeed.
Some really good breakout stars, and that must feed the energy, right? Like you get someone like Jarvis, you get someone like Aisha that are doing the best work than they've done in years, and then everyone else must be like, "Well, we've got to step up to that as well." Yeah.
Well, it's good that we can put people in different. Perspectives.
You know, like Delta, like, of course, as well.
Like from what we did with MCW, from where it was 5 years ago, it's a completely different product. Yeah. You know, and like even like someone like Nick Berry, the unit, he was at the last show and he still held on to that whole thing. It's the same letters, the same company, blah, 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 same people, blah, blah, blah. But then he came and he goes, like, we're sitting there and he's like, "Wow, this is a really different crowd." I went, yeah. we really tried to change what it was. You know, and obviously, same name, same brand. From the outside, but from the inside, we tried to really change what the presentation was, you know, and it was a very much a workhorse territory. And as I said, when I spoke to you guys the first time, I was going to bring myself over and make it a hacky sports entertainment fest. And, you know, you know what I'm like. I like to tear things down and make them in my image. So, no, we just tried to take what worked before and then bring in something new and bring in crowds that want to be sports entertained.
Yeah.
Is the one thing that I noticed, because obviously when you're taking something that is very successful, the only way is down, and the way you guys did sort of rebuild it and get a brand new audience in, a lot of people wouldn't have thought that was possible.
Well, I mean, a lot of hard work, credit to Rowan. He is just the greatest thing to happen to wrestling in this country. I'll go to bat for that man any day of the week. And the other team that we had involved, you know, everyone just sort of pitching together and going, right, you know, well, you know, coming out of, you know, things like lockdowns, you know, coming in with essentially a new brand, and then coming in with there's other shows happening in Melbourne. How can we stand out? All right. It's that whole thing of, like, I always tell young wrestlers, you know, I get a lot of messages now, you know, how do I get on MCW? How do I get on this show? How do I, like, be different, you know? And like, it's really as simple as that. That old adage that Bischoff used to say about Nitro is like, okay, well, can we do that better than WWE? No, then let's just be different. You know, and like, so make your product different. Yeah, exactly. You know, make your product different. You know, and like, we couldn't make it better than what it was as MCW the way it was before. So we made it different. And, you know, and so the different became, you know, in my mind, better. So that's like, all right, well, cool. And now we're in a position where, you know, we can sell a doubleheader, and, you know, we've created a whole bunch of new characters. And then created moments. So not just relying, if we just relied on being, oh, we're the show that puts out the good wrestling, cool. Night one would have done really well. Night two, not so much. You know, but we have great now where we create moments and we, you know, create someone like, you know, as good as she already was, we really like the, you know, like I always tell everyone, Delta is a star wrestler on other shows and she's a fucking megastar on our show. You know what I mean? But we put her in that position to become a megastar. You know what I mean? Like, and it's that whole less is more. So that's why, like, basically the Sunday, it's like, right, that's the Delta show. You know, and that was like, right, we're gonna, you know, we'll give her a little taste of her on Saturday. And then Sunday, you come and you'll see, and I mean, as you know, every time she comes out anyway, she'll be the most popular thing on the show. You know what I mean?
Huge pop.
All, you know, praise to, you know, Buddy Matthews and Flex and Brooksy and that sort of stuff. When she comes out, she just touches the whole crowd. You know, and like, and it's the kids, it's the you know, the wrestling fans. It's the casuals, you know. And we had Ella Hooper come to the last show, you know, from Killing Heidi, which if I knew she was there, I had a crush on her when I was a kid, I would have said something.
You know, she's also she's one of the loveliest people I've ever met. Like, she's a sweetheart. So
she just, like,
your crush increases when you meet her.
Oh, and then the thing is, then she's just the loveliest person. And then she just, like, she just went out on her own bat and just promoted the hell out of the show and just spotlighted people like Erica and Delta, and just like, these two girls are just mega stars. And that's what we like to do. You know, like I said, you can be a wrestler anywhere else, but we want to make sure that we highlight the best of everybody. And whether that's giving someone the longest wrestling match they've ever done, no. Sometimes it needs to be, you got 5 minutes this show, you got 20 minutes next show. But that's how we're going to make the difference. You know, and so we just tried to build characters.
The storytelling in the Erica Asia matches has been phenomenal. And the way you ended, you know, one match with a DQ and then bring them back. And like, it's hard to do three matches, I think, in local wrestling. It's hard to keep an audience interested in the same matchup three events in a row. But you guys, and you particularly, because you're the man.
Well, that was my
incredible job.
That was my let's see how this goes. Like, that was the biggest complaint that we got, was that we weren't spotlighting enough women, even though Delta was the biggest part of the show. But it was like, all right, cool. Well, how do you make two girls at once? You know, do you just have one beat the other one and the other one beats the other one, best out of three? Well, that's one way of doing it. But we're like, right, use what you've got, use your material. You know, it doesn't always have to be the same. Like, that's the thing. Everyone feels that like the best matches are the ones where, you know, there's 1,000 kickouts and, you know, everyone gets all their shit in and that sort of stuff. It's like, yeah, cool, but you can't do that all the time. You can't do that for every match. You know, like, if they did that in the first match, cool, who cares about seeing the second one? And then who gives a shit about seeing the third one?
Yeah, you exactly. Know?
So it was like, right, girls, this is what we want. And they went above and beyond what you know, what I thought we could do with it. And, you know, and then, like, even the fun part of getting to go in there and break it up when it was, you know, the bell was called.
Yeah.
And I never know what Erica's going to do.
I don't think Erica does.
And she looks at me sometimes and she'll charge at me and she bites me and this and that. I'm just like, that's one of the highlights of those last couple of shows, is just being the guy that get to get in the ring with Erica. And like, okay, she goes, I said, look, I'll come in and I'll separate you. And she goes, okay, I'll do something. I'm like, what? She goes, I don't know. And you're just like, all right, let's go for it. You know, and she, like I said, she's a bundle of energy. She's a bundle of fun. Aisha's like cool as shit too. Like, it's just been great having those two on board and being able to actually give them something to sink their teeth into. And that's the thing. Yeah. Like, we don't run that many shows a year, but we run enough where we can tell some consistent storylines. And to be able to tell young wrestlers, sometimes they get a bit frustrated where they're like, oh, you've only got 5 minutes tonight, but this is where we're going and this is where you got next. You know, it's not just, you know, I'd come in and, you know, it's not your night tonight, kid, but it can be your night later on. Whereas I think when they work other shows, sometimes it's like, you know, well, I want to make sure that I look good so they'll go above and beyond on another show. It's just like, okay, that's cool. But yeah, trust us. Trust the process.
Yeah, well, I've been to plenty of local shows where they just do 20-minute matches the whole night and it just gets boring, you know.
Like,
mix it up, you know, give us some character, give us some.
Well, it's a good way to burn out the casual fan, you know, and that's why we try to, like, the Sundays, we found out last show, we thought, let's try a Sunday, see if it works.
Yep.
And it did. And we found the Sunday was a lot different crowd. It was a very family crowd. So, like, okay, well, okay, now we know this. Now we can do XYZ around the Sundays, and you got Saturdays for this. And like, okay. So it does mean that we have more than just a 600-person audience. You know what I mean? We've got a Saturday night 600, and we've got like at the moment we've sold, I think it's just hitting 500 now. So we're just up to the standing room only for the Sunday. So that's great. And so we can sell those last few standing room tickets, but I think all the seats are taken and there's a lot of kids' tickets. So that's even better.
You know, and that means there's a new venue is huge too. It's heaps.
Yeah.
It's heaps.
And it's a new generation of group people coming through. So it's great. Great stuff.
That's awesome.
The challenge of wrestling in Australia has always been letting people know that Australian wrestling exists, because whenever you get the people who watch WWE to an MCW type show, they're blown away. So getting these kids in is really important, because that's what they go to school. They tell everybody.
Yeah.
Well, that's been the importance of someone like Delta, you know, like you've seen all those videos online of everybody, you know, losing their absolute mind, like, and young kids, just young boys, young girls, you know, jumping up and down to see her. Like, I think my favorite moment was like the first big moment that she had when she slammed Big Jake.
Yep.
And then and tapped him out. Rowan was laughing. He sent me a video because he was in the crowd, but he's filming it from the crowd. He goes, "We made grown men stand up, jump around, and hug each other." off that moment. You know, and like I always show the photo. We've got Owen, you know, the great Owen, took an amazing photo of them doing their face off. And I always show that photo to everybody and go, "That's our Hogan Andre moment." You know, and that was the moment that we made a star. You know, and she was out there for 2 minutes. You know? It doesn't need to be, you know, 20 minutes of, you know, wrestling in order to create a moment. Yeah.
Nice.
The other thing is we may not have her forever too. Like once the overseas companies get a look at her, possibly in a few weeks.
We haven't
got her forever, let's face it.
We've got a few things in.
Some backup plans.
Yeah, after the last couple of shows and stuff like that. And like, because she gets the eyes on her, you know, and that's the beauty of having someone like Matty Matthews. You know, because he's a Melbourne boy and he, you know, we've all been, you know, mates forever. And, you know, it's still one of his things where he wants to be able to give back to, you know, it's like everyone can make it, but can you give back? And, and he's done that. And he brings those eyes onto the product, you know, and like, has anyone been signed? Yes. Yet? No. But doors are open now because of things like that. You know, like we get.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, emails and feedback from companies saying that they are taking a look at what we do. You know, and the product, like I said, the production crew we've got, the Pinfall production guys, incredible. You know, I mean, like the work that, like I said, the work that Rowan does in the marketing space is incredible. You know, and so it's just like this is a professional wrestling company. You know, and it's not just banging things together and hoping for the best. You know, and like it was at some stage, you know, every company has to start somewhere, but it's now developed itself into a full-fledged, you know, professional production. And it's, you know, it's a credit to the guys that all get involved with it.
Yeah. No buying venues on Marketplace for you guys. The, can you guarantee at the anniversary weekend, there won't be any microphone issues?
Oh, God, no. No, no.
Well, at least some things are consistent at MCW.
I'm not a miracle worker, mate. Not a miracle worker. Mate,
you're a wrestler, not a technician.
Mate, mate, you remember
makes me want to
show,
run
mate?
On stage every time it happens. You know, I want to fix that problem every time.
What's wrong at the last
show?
Tony
as well.
I told everybody. I don't know if you're running ready for.
You swapped for a new mic and it was fucked as well.
I told everybody to get their dates ready for February 11 and 12, and the show was Feb 10 and 11. So I can't really be judging anybody when I had one job and I messed the dates up. You've never one seen job. A bloke more embarrassed. I turned around and looked at the big screen. It was like, anniversary, Feb 10 and 11. I'm like, oh, fuck.
And it's a good drinking game, plenty. Though. It's a good drinking game.
I've heard
game.
About it plenty since then. Yeah, don't worry about that.
It happens.
Of course, it will be going up on, is it Triller TV now that Fight's called?
I think so, yeah.
On Feb 12 and 13.
Yep. So I'm half of it, right? You know, I'm half there.
You're a Triller man from way back.
Well, mate, he looks after me. He's always looking after me.
Boys, have we got some questions from our listeners?
Do actually.
Fire away. But
I believe I've got to find them because I'm unprepared as usual.
Oh, Jesus. We're going to amateur. You make fun of our microphones.
Are you
make fun of me?
Hey, Rocky,
I'm the only one who's actually, you didn't know we had listener questions.
Yeah, it's true. You didn't. Rocky, are you in Melbourne in April at all? Are you going to stop by WrestleBrainia on one of the Sunday nights in April?
I could do. I'll see how the AFL schedule lines up. I do like to come over. I always look at the schedule for our wrestling shows and, always see if I can match up.
Make sure
with
they match up. So, Rowan, can you make sure you're booking him for the matches you want to see? Who do
I
you support?
Carlton.
Go the Blues.
Yeah, Blues.
What a great man.
So it's the March 30 show. I think the next one is 185, MCW 185. I think the tickets are on sale now, but look at that nice plug. but it's on Easter Saturday. So I'm going to fly in on the Friday morning and go to Blues and Roos.
Go the Blues and Roos. I live in North Melbourne and I barrack for the Blues, so I'm both of those teams apparently.
Mate, I live in Adelaide and go for the Blues.
Jeff's probably booked WrestleBrainia. On the weekend that all the games are being played in Adelaide.
Well, I'll be here.
after Easter weekend, we're doing the three subsequent weekends. So,
well, I'll look into it, mate.
Less about that and more about Rocky.
I was giving you some time there, Welchie. I was giving you some time.
I know, you've done well.
Call it on the fly. Call it the ring, kid.
Robbie Thorpe has sent a question in.
Yep.
Do you need some WD-40 to help with the ring rust?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm going to need all sorts of stuff. WD-40, you know,
stem cells,
KY jelly.
What do you got?
Like, few painkillers, whatever you got, mate. I'm not above cheating as well. Like
some endone, some of the good shit.
Yeah,
some growth hormone.
I'll dope myself up so I don't feel anything till Wednesday, mate. I'll just come out swinging. You really don't want to try me, mate. I'm a known cheater, like a known.
It's only going to affect his wife. So
exactly.
Davis Storm has sent in. Who's the young Rocky Monero of Australian wrestling today?
Oof.
Oh, good question.
That's a horrible label to put on somebody. there's like bits and pieces around, you know, like for a while there, it was always like, to me, it was Matt Hayter. He was my, you know, he was my lad. And he made, the reason why he was sort of my lad is because he made a lot of the same mistakes I did. And I was always trying to like, right. But then he's also at that age where you kind of go, oh, hey, pull your head in. He goes, no, I got it. And I'm like, right, you really are a dick like me. that's when like it's like, okay, he can kind of be like he's his own person, but like sort of have similarities to the way I was. But yeah, now I just take my name off him, just take my name off that project, you know, and just like let him go make his own, rather than tell him to pull it up and, you know, don't make the same mistakes I did. He seems hell-bent on making some mistakes. I'm like, well, that's on you now, champion. So, but, you know,
you'll rehab him once he's hit rocky bottom.
That's a terrible pun. That is. And I like a bad joke, but I could smell that gag from here, mate.
It's 9 o'clock at night. Come on, give me something.
Beck, who's one of our favorites, she wants to know, since you're wrestling's dad, who are your favorite wrestling kids?
Favorite wrestling kids.
Not Matt Hayter.
Not Matt Hayter. No, he's the bastard stepchild. I do like his mum though.
I think Delta might be your daughter who's gone on to get her master's degree at university. You sound that proud of her.
I did take after that night with Big Jake, I did do the backstage Triple H photo of me doing the point with her. I'm like, that's my girl. That's my girl. No, I do love Delta. She'd be one of the favorites. like, how do you not love that kid?
Jarvis, yes.
Yeah, Jarvis. I think he did take my mantle for most punchable face in wrestling. So
yeah,
he's cool. Proud of it too.
Oh, but that's the thing, you've got to be. You've got to lean into it. Yeah, and that's the thing that I love about him. He's not scared of anything. He's not, you know, like, I mean, he glassed Santa Claus, which is just a no-no. But
that's actually one of my highlights of 2023.
Oh, he's fantastic. I said he's as much as he's a little shit, and you want to throttle him. He's, you know, he's got some quality to him. So yeah, those guys, you know, probably after Saturday, Robbie, you know, after I dad him. And
put him over your knee.
Put him over my knee. It's, you know, he might fall in line, and then he'll probably be my favorite son after that.
What else have we got here?
Give us one more.
Ugh. Okay. How long will it take you to beat Robbie?
How long will it take me to beat Robbie? Look, I'm
trying to put time limits
in. I'm trying not to put time limits on it. Oof, how long's a piece of string? Yeah, you know, like it's gonna take as long as it's gonna take. Probably when he
usually
gets
by
tired
the 5 meter ball.
When he gets tired of beating me up.
When he makes a mistake.
Yeah, then I'm just gonna capitalize.
You gotta rope a dope him.
That's it, yeah. Just pull out the WD-40, spray in his face. but yeah, it's gonna take as long as it's gonna take. And if anyone's seen my matches over the last 5 years, it'll be no longer than 12 minutes. I'll take And that's curtain to curtain too, I'll tell you that much. I'll give that hot tip right now. Yeah, you're not going to be seeing no 30-minute epic, I'll tell you that much.
Excellent.
Yeah, it'll be a while before we see Rocky Monero in an Iron Man, Matt.
Unless that Iron Man can happen in 10 minutes, we are not doing it.
Sounds like 20 minutes is an Iron Man match for Rocky.
Unless you want to see some real 80s grab a hold kid stuff, which people don't want to see these days, not going to happen.
Hey, mate, we're so glad that you're back in the ring giving it another crack. We do hold concerns for you, but everything will be fine. I'm sure
I appreciate the support, lads. And like I said, are you guys coming down the Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah, Saturday.
Both days,
but yeah, we'll be there Saturday.
Well, yeah, I've got tickets for Saturday, but I'm thinking that Sunday show is hard to miss.
The Sunday, listen,
looking show.
It's a good surprise show. We're trying to keep some stuff just for the Sunday.
Yeah.
And like I said, alone, the Erica Aisha no holds barred match, the triple threat with Nick Legstrong, which is
another favorite son of
mine. Yeah, Leggy, you got Emin and you got Delta. That's amazing. Everyone has a silk girl. Oh, we've seen it before, but MCW has never presented a proper UGG versus Mick Moretti match. Mm. And it'd be interesting.
And there's never been a bad one either.
Exactly. It's guaranteed. And do yourself a favor and get onto any of the MCW social media accounts and watch Mick's promo. It's incredible. Mick is okay, and this is, I can't even claim to be my wife's favorite wrestler because she loves Mick Moretti. Like, I'm not even kidding. She just goes, he just looks the part, he acts the part, he's amazing. And that's the kind of thing, like I said, we try to provide a little bit different. You know, and like Mick does wrestle everywhere, but for us, he's just a little bit different. You know, and he's just, and he's incredible. And I don't think anyone's ever come away from a Mick Moretti match going, You know, I mean, like you never watch that man and are disappointed. You know, and the worst it can be is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you never know what you're going to get from Mick either. Because
once again, he's another one like Erica. I don't think he knows what he's going to do.
You will be entertained.
And I'm looking forward to this scramble.
Yes. Me too. Do you want to answer
me? I don't know who's in it.
You put a lot of creative effort into that, have you, Rocky?
Yeah,
I chose the people. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. That's going to be one of those just throw shit at the wall and see what sticks. Like it's very similar to Battle Royal that started the last show. Now I don't know if you guys watched that one, but that had no business being that good. It was one of those things where, you know, you want to give opportunities to guys and, you know, let them showcase what they can do. But, you know, not everyone can have a singles match or a tag match. You just don't have that sort of space. Right. Just throw them out a battle royal, see what can happen. You know, you know what you want, but just see what happens. And that was magic.
Yeah. Some beautiful character moments in that match.
Well, just to finally drag something out of Jake Taylor. I've been watching him. We've been putting him on fusion shows and always talk to him backstage. And I'm like, what do you want to do? He's like, oh, I'm this and this and that. I'm like, okay, cool. Just wrestle. Show me what you would want to see in a wrestling match. And I swear to God, I wasn't expecting that. That was incredible. His performance, he was the biggest standout of that match. You walked away from that match, you remembered him. He was incredible. And yeah, I guarantee you'll see him over the weekend. You know, UGG was great in that match. Nick Armstrong, I'm pretty sure, started it, but Nick Legstrong won it. And so that's why that battle royal was one of the
I'm not a massive Nick Armstrong fan. I do prefer Legstrong. Like, he's the one. Like, are they related at all? Or
no, because it's different surnames. Jesus.
Yeah. Nicks aren't related to all Nicks.
There's a resemblance.
The hair's different.
I mean, they're both from Adelaide. Everyone over there is related in some way.
There's a strong, resemblance, I would have thought.
They're very different people. They're very different blokes. I've had a beer with both of them. Very, very different.
One likes West End, the other likes
at the same time.
To be fair, one of them looks like he gets his hair cut in 1999, and the other one looks like he gets his hair cut in 1989.
Exactly. Well,
they're different. You know, that's it.
Different blokes.
One looks like he'd be good mates with Tony, and one looks like he wouldn't.
Simon, listen to Simon in the commentary. Simon's always got his whole backstory. He's been following his career. He's been working internationally, apparently, if you listen to Simon. Simon's got all the knowledge. Simon and Nims, commentators, are fantastic. And I'm telling you what, if you want to, you want to wrestle brainier, you want a real brain, get into Simon. He knows all about Legstrong. He knows the backstory. He's not making any of it up. I promise you that.
Beautiful.
He's done his research.
Well, hey, Rock, great to have you on.
Mastermind with Simon about Legstrong.
There you go.
Great to have you on, Rock. As always, we love chatting to you, mate. All the best for the weekend. Look forward to seeing you on Saturday night and over Sunday as well. We'll catch you soon.
I'll see you there, boys. Have a good one.
Rocky Monero joining us here on the Turnbuckle.
Welcome to intermission. Intermission.
And welcome back, part two of the program. Rocky's got his hands full, I reckon, guys, this weekend.
I think he has, but I don't know if he realizes it.
I think deep down he realizes. He's a very confident man. He's very brash, but Robbie Thorpe is an excellent wrestler.
He is.
Underrated, too.
He drinks 7-Eleven coffee, too, which is a shame, but anyway.
What was that?
He drinks 7-Eleven coffee.
I know, I've seen him drinking a 7-Eleven coffee as well.
So have I.
Obviously,
I'm disappointed, Robbie.
Obviously, he's not picking up the winner's purse often enough. He's got to go to the 7-Eleven coffee.
The $1.50, fair enough.
I don't mind the 7-Eleven coffee. It's probably the best fast food coffee around.
Yeah, but I mean, the standard's not very high, though, if that's the height of it, is it?
No, it's true.
That's like saying, I don't mind eating dog shit. It's the best type of shit I've ever eaten.
Of all the shits.
Yeah.
It's not the worst.
Like, it's like chicken poo, maybe got it covered, but everything else.
Yeah, dog shit takes the...
Kangaroo poo's too powdery. It just kind of puffs in your mouth. It's no good at all.
Speaking of confidence, there's an air of confidence about Roman Reigns at the moment that, I don't know, I'm feeling that he's maybe a bit overconfident.
He delivered one of his best promos in a long time recently, which was good to see. I'm not jumping on the Roman bandwagon. I've never really liked him, but it's good to see that he's actually showing up and doing the things that he's meant to do. And his matches are a lot better than they used to be. So I think it's maybe he's finally got to where I can actually get excited about him. How many years later?
Look, obviously he's taken some detours on the way to being the guy, but Roman, definitely, when he turns up now, it's a big deal. The crowd reacts.
Oh, the crowd reaction's insane, right?
Yeah. The problem may not be the crowd reacting to him. Depending on how the booking goes, it may be them reacting to him in a way that they're not planning.
Yeah, true.
Because... True.
Are you alluding to the Rock or Cody stuff? Is that what you're alluding to, sir?
Well, look, I thought SmackDown was a really good episode on...
Yeah, it was good.
...on Saturday. Our time, and what I really loved, I love the way the damage control thing played out, because the crowd really ate up that segment and reacted the way you'd want them to. Bailey got cheered, EO got booed, and four or five weeks ago, I wasn't sure if that's how the crowd would react to that split.
Yeah.
So they've
sure.
done that really well.
It's also good because they've done what, I don't know, we expected them to do with that storyline, but it's still got a great live reaction.
Exactly.
And that's what's amazing about it, because WWE are kind of relearning how to please the fans in some ways, because they haven't for so long. Now that they're doing it, they've got to kind of learn the techniques. And that damage control storyline was magnificent. Great television.
It was good TV as well.
Great television.
I thought this show's awesome. And then Roman.
Did you notice, did you notice Bailey was wearing a similar outfit to when she formed Damage Control?
I was in a different color.
It was white. It was all white.
Yeah.
Very tasty.
She had black on when she brought them out as heels. So it was very good.
Yeah, it was good. It was good stuff.
And then they had Roman come out, cut one of his best ever promos.
Amazing promo, yeah.
And then Cody came out and started to cut a Cody promo. They're always very good. And then The Rock. Now, the crowd are always going to react to a surprise appearance from The Rock. But I don't know about shunting Cody out after he's pointed to the sign. WWE have been telling me for 2 years that Cody's the guy, he's the next guy. And now they're telling me that, oh no, we'd rather some guy from the Attitude Era. That's how I felt about it.
Yeah. It's interesting too, though. I mean, you've heard the news in the last day or so about perhaps the Rock Reigns thing being a work, perhaps Brian Gewirtz is backstage. They were handing out signs that we want Cody hashtag signs to the crowd at events. And it's interesting. Those developments are interesting because the whole Cody Reigns Rock triangle just reminds me of so many Vince creative decisions that were bad. You know, the Bryan Daniels obviously is one, but Batista and Rey Mysterio at the Rumble. And like, there's a whole history of Vince not doing what the audience wants. The only problem I have with the rumors of this being a work is that it's mainly coming from Wrestling Observer, who are full of shit most of the time. So,
good shit though, better than the other shit.
Oh, is it though? I don't know. Well, the dog shit though, is that where you're at? I don't know. 7-Eleven coffee, I think.
I'd rather a 7-Eleven coffee than Meltzer, but
yeah, I think Meltzer's more of a McDonald's McCafe coffee, perhaps.
But I agree with you, and the thing that it does, it makes the promotion the heel.
Yeah,
and I don't know if that's where we're at. In like, we've had the period where the fans feel like they're working against the company, and yes, it's gonna probably make Cody a bigger babyface than he already was, but he was already pretty hot.
He was already the biggest babyface in the company, really,
in the world.
Yeah, you mean what? No, AEW have someone, don't they?
But then, no one's a bigger babyface than
I have Cody. No idea what the AEW roster is. Welch, I'm asking, do they have anyone on their roster? Anyone? Anyone?
the We Want Cody movement though is going to get so big that WWE won't be able to ignore it.
Well, they're not going to ignore it. They're, as Bro said, they were handing out signs of We Want Cody.
Yeah, okay.
Who do you think wins, the hashtag We Want Cody section or the Cesaro section? Who's going to win that section?
Oh, the Cavs section.
The Cavs section is a big section too, yeah. What is it, about 12 blokes and three women? I don't know.
Every time the Cavs section's there, there is a line at the toilets.
It is interesting. But what's great about all of this, though, is that it is exciting, right? Like, it's not like, who's arguing against a Rock main event at Mania? No one's upset about a Rock main event at Mania. I don't necessarily want it. I want Cody. But there's the Cody people. There's the Rock people. Who cares? We're going to get something great. Like, it's all building. And as WWE fans, we're all in that situation where we have to learn to trust the creatives involved. You know, they've spent 10, maybe 20 years building a creative team at WWE to write storylines and have sustainable, consistent creative across the board. And then once a certain member of the creative team was ejected for changing everything at the last minute, we've got this kind of planned, consistent creative force there. And we, as fans, we just don't trust them. We don't trust them to fuck up. But I don't know, maybe we just need to sit back, relax, and trust them a little bit. You know,
I've never been in a bad relationship, bros.
No. Okay, oh, well, does my relationship with Jeff count?
When you're in a bad relationship, trust is easily lost, and it's very hard.
Well, that's the thing, because it's been like 50 years of not trusting some of the decisions in the WWF, WWE. So,
you know what it has done? While we're all talking about Cody and we're all talking about The Rock, we're not talking about Vince.
True.
It's a good point.
Absolutely.
And maybe is that the whole put your conspiracy theory tinfoil hat on that I'll borrow off Craig Cole? And is that the plan?
Well, look, it possibly could be.
It's a brilliant plan if that is the case.
I'll tell you what, though, while we're talking about all that, we are also talking about what's going to be a big weekend this weekend in Melbourne with the MCW anniversary.
Spectacular. I should actually just footnote that as well, Tone. I know you're not in the loop here, but The MCW anniversary coincides with my 45th birthday as well. So,
fantastic, right?
You see me at MCW, wish me a happy birthday. I've got to bring
and I'll buy you a beer.
I've got to bring a slice of cake for Rowan. He said he wouldn't provide me with a cake, the bastard. So I'll bring my own cake and I'll make sure to give him a slice. Yeah, so I'll be celebrating my birthday on the first night. But God, what a weekend of wrestling in Melbourne. That is insane. That rundown.
Chinese New Year as well. It's a big celebration weekend.
Expect fireworks.
Well, yeah, at the very least, or one of the, if you've seen the MCW video, some of that colored powder crap just across the entire city, that's the way to go. Like we've done a color run thing. It's going to be a big weekend.
Well, Saturday is sold out, super sold out, no tickets available. And Sunday, there's really limited tickets left. So you'd be suggesting get onto that as quickly as possible.
Well, Aisha and Erica are battling. I think, is that the third time they're battling? Fourth.
Yeah,
fourth.
This will be the rubber
the,
match.
The rubber match, yeah. And haven't had that any alone results. That alone is worth the Sunday ticket. That is extraordinary. To see them a third time would be magical.
Mm.
But the whole event is amazing. I mean, obviously, Slex and Buddy will be a great match. And then there's the...
Legstrong. Reappearance of Legstrong.
Legstrong will have a great match. Is Delta the ref for that match? Is that right?
I believe Delta is in that match. It's Delta. It's a three-way. Delta
versus three-way.
Tim and the Kid versus Nick Legstrong. Not to be confused with RCW stalwart and superstar Nick Armstrong.
Nick Legstrong. He doesn't skip leg day.
Does he do squats?
Oh, yeah, well, they're not going to help his legs quite as much. I'm sure he does squats. Have you ever done a squat?
He dropped a chip once. He had to pick it up.
For some of that good quality dog.
Tony, hello. Jarvis has an open challenge.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You want me to accept it?
Oh, no, we're going to still need you. But who would you love to see answer Jarvis's open challenge?
It's obviously someone who will work for MCW.
I think it'll be someone who's
it's not going to be a
card already. I mean, Okada has worked for MCW before.
True. Okada could turn up.
So it could be Okada. Let's just say it. Okada is probably going to be at MCW.
Well, he's the hottest free agent at the moment, and MCW have got deep pockets, so.
Robbie Eagles?
Oh, yeah.
Robbie would be a good get.
Robbie's not on the card yet, is he?
Nope.
No.
You'd expect him here to be at the MCW weekend.
I'd like it to be, because it's their anniversary, hopefully it is someone who's played a big part in MCW over the journey.
Who's on your list, Welchie?
Oh, I'm scared I'll spoil it if I say
it. Well, actually, Gino could be a person too, could he?
Well, he's around.
And he's match fit.
Extremely match fit. Looking fantastic.
Looks amazing. I've been photoshopping my head on his body lately just to make myself look better. Mm. Yeah, Dusk doesn't have a match.
It could be Dusk.
Yeah.
Jeez. Jarvis will shit himself if he has an open challenge and Dusk comes out. Any of those people, really.
There's so many blokes not booked, they could have a rumble.
Well, they are having
they've got a scramble.
Okay. On the Sunday, yeah. It'll be interesting.
We probably should have asked Rocky who was in it.
Yeah.
Andrew Maybe others are not booked either, is he?
Maybe we did and I've forgotten.
Yes.
If it's a lolly scramble, I'll turn up. But
yeah,
scramble, I'll be up in the stands if it's a scramble.
Red Frogs?
Yeah,
scrambled eggs, and I'll be out there.
Hey, scrambled eggs with lots of butter. That's good. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. The MCW scrambled eggs.
Anniversary.
Hamiversary. Let's go.
Talk to us about the countdown to the Elimination Chamber, guys. What are we, 3 weeks away?
Two and a half weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, not long at all.
It's getting close.
Nothing's been announced. Nothing.
Well, Becky Lynch is in the women's chamber. That's what we know. And
my money's on Becky Lynch, by the way. No one else has been announced, and I'm just putting $1,000 on Becky.
Surely Rhea's the main event.
Well, Rhea Nia Jax apparently is happening at Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, it's announced, and Nia's not main event worthy.
No, she's not at all. She had a great match against Becky, but Becky did all the work for that. So,
well, you'd call this it's an Australian versus Australian match. Nia born in Sydney.
Born in Sydney, yeah. Mm. Like Nicole Kidman was born in Hawaii. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. Times.
Yeah, well, so, and like half the Socceroos' parents were born in Australia.
Is Elimination Chambers not going to be for a heavyweight match? Is that confirmed? That's the talk. That's the rumor.
Well, Seth can't wrestle. And Roman's not going to be in the chamber.
I mean for an opportunity to wrestle. For an opportunity at WrestleMania, I mean.
Well, it depends on what they're going to do with Cody.
Yeah.
So if Cody's going to wrestle Seth, then no. But if Cody's not going to wrestle Seth, then it will be for the shot. Yeah, the other Cody option will be...
Cody can't be in the Elimination Chamber, though. We can't have both of the shots for WrestleMania.
No, but Cody will wrestle... I think Cody will wrestle Drew.
Oh, right, okay.
But it looks like we're going to get... Like, you could always make it for the United States Championship. Put Logan Paul in there with your Sami Zayns.
Logan Paul would be huge. That'd be huge. Yeah.
Get Grayson Waller in there. Get Bronson Reed in there.
Yeah.
Get
Welchie in there.
Still a lot of moving parts.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that'll be fine. I'd just like them to settle some of that before too long, but we'll see.
They've got the WrestleMania press conference Thursday our time.
Yeah. Well, they said they're going to announce. Did they say they're going to announce matches at the press conference? Yeah. For both.
They're going to announce what's happening in the main event at WrestleMania. Yeah.
Have we got anyone going to that?
Lyle's in town for it, but he said he's not able to attend.
Hmm.
Did Lyle get the number for that comedian tone as well? Or is he going to go and see you?
Oh, no. I didn't give it to him. No.
Out off the strip. You can still message him on Messenger.
Yeah, I will. There was some way to contact him, Tony.
I'll give him the number.
Tony's pigeons can't fly as far as Vegas.
Just message him now. I guarantee he won't be asleep.
Now, while they haven't announced any shows...
It's not the Vegas Strip. It's the Vegas line. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying there's the town that, you don't get your hotel room in Vegas to sleep in.
While they haven't announced any matches for Elimination Chamber as yet, what about EPW Australian Super Show?
Wow, that's mega, isn't it? Is that the most exciting? I was looking over that this afternoon because I knew we were talking about it today, and I just get more and more excited reading through the matches. I mean, that is a phenomenal event they're putting on.
Fill us in. What are the matches, Bryce?
I'll pull up my little list here. We've got the...
There's
a Rumble. There's a State of Origin 4-on-4 or 8-man tag match.
Oh, nice.
With Captain Slex and is it Taylor King is the other captain? Caveman Ugg and Davis Storm are announced for Victoria WA respectively. The Madness Rumble, the Hit Squad versus the Perea. Michael Morleone versus Delta. Robbie Eagles versus Hayden Zenith. The Untouchables versus the Velocities. And Bruno Nitro versus Matt Hayter are announced so far. But I think there's still a couple more matches.
In the Rumble, there's Gino Gambino.
Oh, is he doing the Rumble?
Yep.
God, that's going to be epic. That is going to be epic.
Gino's not going to want to go over the top rope, so put your money on
him. Yeah.
He's going to iron sheik that shit. I love it. Yeah, that's great. But it looks
if you are going to Perth for Elimination Chamber, you'll kick yourself if you don't go to this show.
Yeah.
It'll be a real highlight of the weekend.
The other highlight of the weekend will be WrestleMania, surely.
A real highlight.
It is. It's going to be huge. I don't know if it's been announced officially or not, but I'm going to say it here. We've got a very special guest referee for WrestleMania. Do we all know about that?
No.
No, we don't. So this actually is huge.
This is huge. This is huge. We have secured the referee services of one Robbie Eagles.
Wow.
He'll be at the Linnets Lounge from what time? 2:30 before the Elimination Chamber. And he'll be making sure Team Victoria and Team WA all get along.
I think it's good. We couldn't trust anyone from WA to come and referee the match.
No, no. I mean, they struggle with understanding basic things like rules, counting, and regulations. So, and counting. Yeah, numbers aren't strong in WA. But we've got a New South Welshman, which means the fix is in, probably. But it's going to be a big show. It's going to be a massive show. Davis Storm and some other guy, Jesse Lambert, that's his name, will be popping up with Alan Oldworth and Luke Boland on the WA babyface team. And we've
on our
got
a good team.
We've got a great team. We've got Damian Slater. God, that guy is he one of the greatest in Australian / the world's wrestling? I love that guy. Mm. And Harry, Dirty Harry from Survivor. And the captain for that team, I'm struggling. Welchie, who's the captain for my team?
Is that real handsome guy?
Oh, the real good-looking fella.
Yeah.
So I'm captain. And then Welchie will be...
You can co-captain. You can carry my stuff in and out for me.
Jeez, nice guy.
But yeah, no, Welchie's captain, and I'll be standing on his team, which would be good
fun. Because I'm better than bros at winning the toss.
And we've got a couple of you win the toss every time, right in the face. We've got some more surprises coming up to announce yet. So in the next couple of weeks, there'll be even more things to talk about, which is good.
Tickets available from
OzTix. OzTix. I think it's just, OzTix. Put that in your Google machine. But yeah, that's going to be exciting. We should have a big fun show and plenty of time to get to Optus Stadium afterwards from the venue. Basically everyone on stage needs to finish the show and head to the Nation Chamber immediately after.
I tell you what, bros, I was pretty happy to see that there's going to be a tag team title match on Elimination Chamber, because there's my opening joke back in play.
The other thing just quickly I wanted to come back to, we haven't really covered it, but with the goings on Raw recently, does that mean there's no Jay versus Jimmy match for WrestleMania?
I've always thought that Jay was gonna get this Intercontinental title.
Yeah, right. It's a good choice. It's a good choice. But there was so much buzz about Jay and Jimmy, and people seem to be looking forward to it. But the time seems to have passed anyway.
Yeah, I think that can happen any time. They're always going to be brothers.
True that. They were not always identical twins, but they'll always be twins.
They thought they were for a while.
Yeah.
And then they found out they weren't.
But that's, neither here nor there. Yeah, interesting stuff.
And finally, boys, before we wrap it up, we should also advise people that if you are going to Perth, there's an opportunity to catch a live podcast happening over in Perth.
Yes, there is. We're doing a Sunday podcast. I don't have the information in front of me, so just play some sort of a hold music.
It's at the Dutch Trading Company, I believe, and it is Wrestle Radio Australia joining on the turnbuckle. So you and Lyle with Jeff and the other guy from Wrestle Radio Australia.
Lachlan, I believe his name is.
Lachlan, that's his name, yeah.
So 1 p.m., $15 entry, and we can get rid of our hangover together.
Also, I believe at least a couple of people on that panel the day after Elimination Chamber have access to the post-Elimination Chamber press conference.
Have we got someone going to that?
Yeah, there's a couple of guys. A couple of guys, hopefully, from
going to some events, some media events. So hopefully we'll have something from them, and it's not just all junket.
Well, the good thing is you can claim it on tax.
Here's the tip, Welchie. Make sure you ask everyone you meet how they like Australia, because that's all Australians want to know about.
Yeah. But I like when they ask that when they're still at the airport.
How do you like Australia? Well, I just got here. Yeah. But so far,
the plane food was awful, and I took an hour to get through customs. What do you reckon?
And my luggage has been lost. This is a great place.
They confiscated my fruit.
Mm.
Otherwise, it's a great place.
Otherwise, it's great. But yeah, huge weekend. That EPW Australian show, the WrestleBrainia, the Elimination Chamber, and the podcast. That is your whole weekend, guys. Get involved.
It'll be good to get together with wrestling fans the day after and sort of dissect what happened at EPW, what happened at Elimination Chamber, and sort of celebrate it's not often that all of Australia's wrestling fans get together at the same time, so it'll be good to be able to sort of celebrate that.
Have you got someone with a roving mic to go out and do interviews and stuff?
If I can walk, I'll do it. If I can't walk, I'll send Jeff.
Okay. Oh, Jeff would be the person.
If you can walk the day after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I say that because like there have been WrestleManias where I've been thrown through tables. So
yeah, have been. I saw that.
Never guaranteed Sorry. That I'll be able to walk the day after.
Yeah.
True that.
All right, guys, we'll wrap it up. If you're looking for a show around Melbourne this weekend, we can tell you that MCW Anniversary is on. If you're looking for another show somewhere interstate, go to their Facebook pages or their social media and find out yourself, because we couldn't be stuffed. That's it for another episode of On the Turnbuckle. We'll catch you again in a couple of weeks' time. Probably, will we do? What do we do? A post?
We'll be able to play some of the stuff we get recorded in Perth. We might do some roaming outside the stadium stuff. We'll see what we can get.
All right. Excellent. All Let's
from
do that.
Welch's phone to your ears.
Nah, it'll be Lyle's. His is better than mine.
We'll catch you again right here soon on the Turnbuckle.